Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Glenn Burke. Batting second. The right fielder, Miguel DeLone. Batting third. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keough. And now, play ball. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keough fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood strikes out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burke. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 1 in the game. Burke hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger bunts towards the mound. Keough fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Clutz hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sofield. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Sofield steals second. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-2 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0-for-2 in the game. DeLone takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson fires to first and has DeLone trapped. There's the throw to Smalley who tags DeLone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 3 in the game. Cubbage strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of DeLone. Landreau reaches second base with a double. Smalley goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Page hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 2 in the game. Revering hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sofield. Revering reaches second base with a double. Larry Murray pinch runs for Dave Revering. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 2 in the game. Klutz hits a fly ball into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murray moves to third. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Essien now catching. Jeff Newman now playing first base. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sofield hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Picciolo bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 3 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. DeLone hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of DeLone. Norwood reaches second base with a double. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien throws to Picciolo, and they have Norwood in a rundown. The throw to Klutz, who applies the tag, and Norwood is out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz juggles the ball. That's an error on Klutz. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Wilfong steals second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 4 in the game. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lacey now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Page takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. Newman strikes out. 1 out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Page moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 3 in the game. Klutz hits a line drive towards left. Landreau catches it and throws to third to double up Page. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Rick Sofield. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Mike Marshall now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas strikes out. 1 out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Picciolo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Todd now pitching. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Castano pinch runs for Mike Cubbage. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd fires to first and picks off Castano. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Castano now playing third base. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 4 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to second. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 5 in the game. Jackson is walked intentionally. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. Morales goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Twins. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 4 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-0 in the game. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-4 in the game. Klutz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Essien moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-4 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.